Blog Talk Radio.
Internet Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the month of February, and the Lord is blessing his people. Amen. We are so grateful that you are able to join us this evening and that you laid time aside to come spend time with us and fellowship with us around the Word of God. Our God is so good. He's so kind. He's so merciful. He's so loving. He's so forgiving. And as we mature and grow in the things of the Lord, we'll become more like him every single day. Amen? Every single day. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Protestant Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you are. Amen? We also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. and whatever time it is when you wake up where you are. Amen? So, on Sundays, we begin our service by celebrating Holy Communion. So if you'd like to join us on Sundays, please come prepared with your elements for Holy Communion if you desire. So the rest of us are just happy to be here in the Lord. Amen? The Lord is really moving in our hearts during this fast. Things are changing and happening a lot faster than I thought they would. And if you kind of lost your way, Brother Bill is going to post the fasting in the chat room again. We invite everyone to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up across the banner, it says MIC Radio Chat. Click that. And when the page comes up, click Guest. Sign in your name or your handle and say hi to everybody. And everybody will say hi to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, those of you who are on a cell phone, you may use your browser to find us at miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, there are three white dashes across a black background. Click the three white dashes. That's your link. It opens up all the other links. And you have the same access as everyone else. Amen? Praise the Lord. Just sign in and say hi to everyone. And everyone will say hi right back to you. Amen? We are a very loving and receiving family of God, and we invite you to join us. Amen? And if you feel so led, across the banner, you'll find a link that says Become a Member of Miracle Internet Church. Click that and follow the prompts, and we will receive your information. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, it's a wonderful thing. You know, some of you have never ventured any farther than the chat room and the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room on our webpage, but there's a lot more there that you've never ever seen. You just skip right past it because you're on your way to something else. But we have the King James Version Audio Bible. We have a page that gives you all the information you could ever want about giving at Miracle Internet Church. And that information is very accurate and up to date. And if you need that information, I would suggest that you use it. We have a place where our beliefs are. There's a link for that. There's a link to ebooks and our books. There's a page that tells you how to contact us. Yes. So you can't say you don't know how to find us and you don't know how to get in contact with us, because that information is right on the page. Amen. It's right on the page. There's a page for for me, and there's several pages under our founder page, Dr. Pat Holliday. Amen? So some of you have never ventured that far, and I would encourage you to check out the rest of the website. Find some pleasant surprises and some answers to some questions that you have had for some time. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're hoping and believing that Brother Marshall's voice feels a little better tonight. He had a little cough there on Wednesday night, but I'm certain that the Lord has touched his body because I asked the Lord to do so. Amen. And he should feel much better. Amen. We love Brother Marshall, and we love Brother Bill. Amen. Amen. So, tonight, as soon as I turn my head, tonight our featured psalm is Psalm 16, Psalm 1-6. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Psalms also. That would be Psalm 84, verses 10 through 12. Our featured ebook is Solitary Satanist, Rebellion, Drugs, and Violence. Fits right into today's world, doesn't it? And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for feelings. Feelings are a part of who we are. You made us in your image and in your likeness. You gave us grace. We want to thank you that you did so. Lord, we ask you to help us to guard our hearts with all diligence and to manage, according to the word, our emotions. Some of us, Father, allow our emotions to carry us places that we should never go. And so, Father, on this fast, we come before you, trusting you for guidance, trusting you for wisdom, trusting you for truth. We trust you, Lord, and we know that you will lead us in the right way. All of us grew up somewhere, learning something, not necessarily knowing if it was the thing that pleased you or not. But Lord, we've come to lay aside some of those things that we learned that just were not you, that we might change the new thing, the new man in Christ Jesus, laying aside those things from the past that are just not you, and embracing those things that please you, Father. We thank you for grace. We thank you for blessings. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for the power of God. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the warring angels that are around us with their swords moving. We thank you for the praising angels that are with us every time we come together. We humble ourselves before you, Lord, and we thank you for the work that you're doing in our lives. It might be uncomfortable sometimes, but it's going to bring forth the character and nature of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' holy name. And from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we declare, Lord, that we trust you with all of our heart, and we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, and you direct our path. We're not wise in our own eyes. Instead, we fear you and we depart from evil. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're helping us to depart from evil. Amen. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are a shepherd and we shall not want, and that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. And we thank you for our walk in divine health. We thank you that you are the Lord our God who heals all of our diseases, and by your stripes we have been healed. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you and give you praise. We want to thank you and give you praise. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking devils, reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, electronic, digital demons, technology demons, all their attacks. Electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, mind control. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ, and we say you have no power over us at all in Jesus' name. We return the attacks onto the heads of the devils to cling to them for eternity. No, you cannot cling to us. You must go where you belong in Jesus' name. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence spirits, sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, and drone and whoredom spirits and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, and its brain changes and injuries and all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons. We bind all the voices of the stranger and all the whoredom spirits in their attacks and the voices of the charmers. We send all these attacks back where they came from in Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils in their attacks, mystic rituals in their intent. We bind sonic frequency attacks and the attacks of every druid and all their evil works. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, all 5G, and even the components in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians, and we bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity in Jesus' name. We bind all Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, North American, South American, Caribbean, Latin, Asian, Pan-Asian, Arrequise, Chinese, Korean, Arrequise de Diosuda, Arrequise, Yerrecula de Diosundra, Arrequiata, Native persons, tribal persons, Reiki Bishan de Recusto to Robrisa de Diosuta, Yarriki de Diosundra, Arrequite, Osha to Robro, Sile de Diosundra, Arrequi, Aladiosundra, Yarriki, even the works of the inhabitants from under the sea. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We bind all Japanese, Regisete de Brada de Diosutu Rubricite, Re Indonesian, Arocola de Diosutu Rubrici, Risete de Brusete de, and all forms of witchcraft and the occult in the name of Jesus. Wherever idols and demons are worshipped, we bind those spirits in the name of Jesus. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. You have no right, no power, nor authority here in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is more powerful than any other name. And so we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. We thank you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We thank you, Father, for all the authority that you have given us, Lord. Teach us to walk in our authority, Lord, the way you've always intended, in Jesus' name. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, despise, undermine, corrupt, and defile, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool. In Jesus' name, we bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant, all in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us. Astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, no unrighteous event left behind in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, and give you praise for your marvelous work. We bind all vampire spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. All voodoo, all hoodoo, all ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending, the New World Order and the New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe, fantasy, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist, ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry and every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind temptations to sin in Jesus' name. Amen. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, and Baal, Baphomet and his 72, Basilic, Apollyon, Zeus, Mammon, Atlas, Neptune, Python, and Molech. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and we send you into the spiritual cage in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power. We bind and tie up the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, rite, the work of the Demolé, all associated organizations in Jesus' name, even the artifacts themselves. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we uproot you out of our lives tonight in Jesus' holy name. We uproot you out of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to come up and out now and to leave us and never return in the name of Jesus. Everybody take a deep breath and cough. Take a deep breath and cough in Jesus' holy name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. We loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief and accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted and tormented in the name of Jesus Christ. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus, and we take authority over all demons of the night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get in our dreams, even to feed us in our dreams. And we command them to stay away. We will not go under the sea with you in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not go with you at all. It's against our will in Jesus' name. We forbid you to wake us up again and to attempt to take us where we do not want to go. So we thank you, Father, for sending your giant warring angels to deal with these spirits and to make them come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Our will is to remain in our bodies with you, Lord, and every spirit that attempts to pull us out of our bodies, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ, and we ask for your holy fire to consume those devils in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Father, for your giant warring angels protecting us and our property as we sleep through the day and night. And we thank you for the wall of fire around us with your glory in the midst. We cover ourselves and the vehicle and the road that we travel in the blood of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over all animals and demons of the road so they do not cross our path, Father. We thank you for your protection over us. And I release Psalm 91 over everyone. We pull out all fiery darts, all pins, needles, spears, all voodoo, and anything else sent to us that is not of God, and we send it back now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Some of you have an open door. And the open door is you need to get some rest. You have an open door. And the open door is you've been burning the candle, as they say, at both ends. And you need to get some rest. The Lord is calling you to do that. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the word. In Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not lure us back to those ungodly connections in Jesus' name. We tear down and destroy walls of protection around shamans, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, divinators, sorcerers, and all such in Jesus' name. We break the power of every curse, every love spell, vex, hex, charm, fetishes, all spells, all witchcraft, voodoo, magic, mind control, potions, bewitchments, death spirits, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, psychic warfare, prayer chains, incantations, hoodoo, crystals, root works, tribal rituals and sin, ungodly blessings, voodoo, fetishes, all of it. We take authority, dominion, and power over it in the name of Jesus. We bind it and we return it from whence it came in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for our many blessings. Some of your people, Lord, are believing you for their hair to grow back in the way it ought to be, in a manner that is pleasing to you. So from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit, over every medical condition. Hey, hallelujah. Over every curse, every hex, every vex, every spell,
Runga de Brushala de Dios Sunda Rikise de Shotorobro Yarkuho over every sin, every generational sin, every iniquity. Rike Moshanda Broka de Salada Dios Sundre Brike de Shonda Rukuhula Red de Dios Sundre Brike Citra Bro de Riakucha Rige Sendre Brusha de Brike Ala de Dioso Rigi Morikise de Brike de Dios Sundre Brike Ala de Dia Runga de Brisha de Brike Erugushete Arregatara marosa le riosoto, riki bishan de ribro le rioson de ribrike de riosota, yarri le rioson de ribrisha de riosai, re le riakia shi ataramarosa de riosota, yarri ki de ribrisa de ribrike tese de ribrikasi. We command our hair follicles to come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Eshe baba baba rukuto. Risa de la bruca de la brisha de la bruca de la brisha, reke de la brisha de la rugosa de la brisha, esha de la diosa, erre de la dios, anything from our family lines, reke de la brisha de la diosa de la brisha, si de la diosa, esha de la brusa de la brisha de la diosa de la brisha, yarriquile de la diosa, rigise mamá mamá rucohori, risa de la brisha de shanda la brusa de. Read that abrekele de Dios andre brisha de Dios. Any spirit transferred to us. Rula de Dios andre abreke. Ashala de Dia. Reke sete de brisha de abreke. Alele de Dios andre brusha de Dia sete de abreke. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for the healing virtues of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we wrap each of our hair follicles with the blood stripes of Jesus. Ishe, arude. Awake to our hair follicles, and Christ shall give thee life. Na rugushi risa tarabrike deri diosundarabri. Salla la diosundarabrisha tarabrike deri diosula. Ride tarabrisa tarabrike si deri amanakea. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen and amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So tonight, saints, again, let me say something the Holy Spirit prompted me to say. There are those in the past who have attempted to pray our opening prayer on their own. And that's not something that we allow here. The opening prayer is only prayed when we pray it as the body of Christ. It's not intended for you to pray on your own. You will draw to yourself undue and unnecessary warfare from spirits that you are not prepared to nor trained to combat on your own. Amen? So we want to say that to remind newcomers. To remind the rest of us and to inform the newcomers that our opening prayer is only prayed when we pray it all together on the air at once. Amen. You may come into agreement as I pray, and you may add your scriptures with your sword of the Spirit into the chat room. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I was getting ready to say something else, too. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the demonic realm attaches significance to every moon. Hey, hallelujah, Regisa. And we bind the witchcraft that they do on each moon cycle in the name of Jesus Christ. We call it to naught. We call it null and void in Jesus' name. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. For releasing your people from any such activities in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free from the effects of the witchcraft done and the occult work done on the phases of the moon in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, for you are Almighty God. The sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. We give you praise and glory and honor for it, Father. In the name of Jesus, praise your name, Lord. Now, again, our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1.
I do. All right. The Holy Spirit tells me that to ask you all to come into agreement with some forgiveness that I released to someone today. I was walking down the street, and I was walking at a pace that my normal pace, let's say it that way. And this car came up behind me. And so I continued to walk. JEA was on the street. So I was walking toward the JEA workers. And as I was approaching them, this car decided it wanted to race. It wanted to speed up and run over me because I wasn't walking fast enough to suit the driver. So as I got to the area where the JEA workers were, they said, "Oh, watch out." And I couldn't do anything about it at that time. I just kept walking. And in a few steps, I was there. And so this driver went by. And as he went by, he released curses against me. And so my response was to say, "Jesus, he needs to be saved." And one of the workers agreed with me. Actually, more than one. So I forgave that person. I put it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. I've asked the Lord to save that person and to bring that person into correction because that person has evil and wickedness in their heart. Amen? Not to mention, if they had continued, they not only would have attempted to attack me with their vehicle, but the JEA workers as well. So you've seen these people. They drive down the highway, and they dart in and out, and they're going as fast as they can. They don't use turn indicators for some reason. I guess they are having a problem with that, even though it's the law here in the state of Florida that you must use turn indicators, and they dart in and out in between cars, actually almost causing many wrecks. But, Lord, we ask you to bring those lawless ones back under the law. In Jesus' name. They are immature, and they should not be behind the wheel of a vehicle. And we ask you, Lord, thank you, Brother Bill, and we ask you, Lord, to remove them from behind the vehicles before they do damage to someone, someone's property, or even themselves. We ask you to remove them from behind the wheel, Lord, because they are too immature to handle such a responsibility in Jesus' name. Persons have been murdered and killed because immature, thoughtless, self-centered persons decide they want to take matters into their own hands and do things in a way that is not lawful. So we thank you for your adjudication. We appeal to the righteous judge. And we thank you, Lord, for reestablishing law and order on the roads, on the highway, on the interstate, wherever we may be traveling. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, saints, all of us have emotions. All of us. But unless you learn to handle your emotions righteously, they can do you great harm. Some believers have been taught that strong emotions are sinful and therefore unacceptable. However, emotions of themselves are not bad or good. It is how we choose to handle our emotions that makes the difference between sin and righteousness. Continually denying our emotions is not helpful nor truthful. Until we confess the truth and the reality of what we are feeling to the Lord, we remain in our own prison cell of pain. Amen?
We remain in our own prison cell of pain. So, I want you to think about that for a minute. Think about that. How do you handle your emotions? Amen? How do you handle? Do you handle them well all the time? Most of the time? Some of the time? Every now and then? Amen? Every now and then, or maybe not at all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you just shove your emotions into a corner in your life and just hope they don't come out again? Is that what you do? Well, what do you do? Be honest with yourself and with the Lord. What do you really do? What do you do? Amen? I must say this again. Until we confess the truth and the reality of what we are feeling to the Lord, we remain in our own prison cell of pain. Feeling guilty about our emotions only adds stress to the situation. Feeling guilty only adds stress to the situation. God created us as rational and emotional beings. Yes, we have a mind, we have a will, we have emotion. We are not all emotion. We have feelings because God has allowed emotions in our makeup. Amen? You can have feelings, but your feelings should not rule you. You can have feelings, but your feelings should not rule you. Your feelings should not dictate your beliefs nor your actions. Amen? Some believers spend their lives reacting to their own thoughts and feelings. They live life carnally instead of maturing. They live life carnally instead of maturing into the spiritual saints that Christ desires. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 19. 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. So the Bible is saying to us that if our emotions overcome us, we are brought into bondage to our emotions. That's what the Bible is saying. If our emotions are allowed to overcome us, we are brought into bondage to our emotions. Amen? We should think about that. We're not supposed to be in bondage to anything. Think about that. Give it serious thought. So you say, I can't help how I feel. Then I say to you, oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. You can help how you feel. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Well, the Lord is saying, you can do something about what you feel. Have you asked him to give you strength where you are weak emotionally? Have you done so? And if not, why not? Says with his strength, you can do all things. So yes, you can do something about how you feel. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So you see, God is already at work inside of you, bringing you to the point where you will desire to, where you will, and that you will actually perform his good pleasure. God is already at work, working in you to bring you to the place of obedience. So what do you mean you can't help how you feel? Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you want to, you can. No wishing won't work. But you can refocus your thoughts to the Word of God. You can refocus your thoughts to the Word of God and bind the wrong thought. You know, we teach you to bind every thought. Every thought that you have does not come from the Holy Spirit. So we teach you to bind every thought. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Casting down imaginations. My, there it is. Casting down imagination. You know, they come flying into your mind, but you don't have to let them pass through. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, the knowledge of God says to you that you should go next door and introduce yourself to your new neighbor. But you had a bad experience with the last person, and you're still wallowing around in your mind that old experience. And before you know it, you've attached it to the new neighbor. And so instead of going next door and introducing yourself, as the Lord's been prompting you to do, you shrug it off and you put it off, and you don't ever get around to it. My, where's your Christian witness? Amen? Amen? And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity, it's held captive, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every single thought brought captive to the obedience of Christ. You know, sometimes saints have a tendency to want to work out of their mind instead of out of their spirit man. And most often when they do, they're completely in the flesh. God says, do this, or God says, don't do this. And because of whatever reason, be it money, be it timing, be it consequences or coincidences, whatever it might be, They choose to do what's easiest to them at the time and not what God has instructed. That's called rebellion. Rebellion is when you know the known will of God and you choose to defy him and do whatever you want to do anyway. That's sin. Too much of that can cost you your salvation. When you leave this world, you'll be moved into the direction of those that are heading to the gates of hell. So it's important that we actually do 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. Failure to do so can cost you eternal reward. Amen? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. You see, these things that we teach you, these principles and doctrines that we teach you, they save your life. They keep you out of hell's gate. But if you don't do them, you leave yourself open to the work of the enemy. We can teach them to you, but you have to implement them. You have to execute them. Amen? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Renew your mind. Think on these things. Not on the thoughts that you've been having that are not pleasing to the Lord and that are defiling you. Amen. You can do the right behaviors and refrain from doing that which does not please the Lord. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. When you do what is right, feelings will begin to change, and they will come into control. That's right. When you start off doing the right things, your feelings will fall in line, and they'll begin to change, and they'll come back under control. If you refuse to acknowledge or admit the truth concerning your feelings, if you choose to repress or deny them, you will eventually let them dominate your thoughts and actions. They'll just take over. They'll keep you up all night. They'll have you stressful and aggravated and frustrated and who knows what all, if you allow it. But you ought not to. You will be out of control, saint. Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit, capital S. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and it means long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. They've crucified the self-life with the affections and lust, with all those desires and wishes and so on that are just not Jesus. That's right. Temperance is self-restraint in conduct, in expression, and in the indulgence of desire. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Stay in the Spirit, and you won't veer into the lust of the flesh. You won't. You just won't. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. This is an extremely important scripture, saint, because God wants us to understand this concept very, very, very well. He that hath no rule, no control, no governance over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without wall. So imagine that, a city that's totally destroyed. All the skyscrapers have crumbled to the ground. There are no structures left standing. There's nothing functioning properly. Everything is in complete disarray, total havoc, a city that is broken down. It can't help itself, can't lift itself, it can't correct itself, it can't shift itself, it can't do a thing. It is desolate and without walls. There is no protection. There is no protection. There are no boundaries, and there are no walls of protection. Anything can come in and come out at will. So God is saying, if you don't have the rulership over your own spirit, it's your life. And that's not what he desires in your life. Amen? Ecclesiastes chapter 7, beginning with verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, beginning with verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. It is better to be patient in spirit. You know, part of patience is not being quickly angered or irritated or annoyed. Not easily offended. Easily offended comes under the proud in spirit. Because the proud in spirit are always offended. Nobody can say anything to them, near them, around them, because they just can't tolerate. It's too much of them and not enough Jesus. They need to decrease that he might increase. But you see, you would have to exchange the pride for humility. People are not willing to do that. They want to hold on to their pride if it's the last thing they do. And it might well turn out to be just that, the very last thing they do. Pride goeth before destruction. So, the Bible tells us and cautions us that it is far better to be patient in spirit than proud in spirit. You're right, everybody else is wrong. Say the last say and all the say, and everybody ought to listen to you. Nobody can tell you anything because you got a head like a brick and a wall. You see, God has us in the process of transformation, of change. You do not know it all, no matter who you think you are. You do not know it all. And you need to reckon with yourself according to the scriptures, according to what the Bible says, according to how you feel or how you think. Amen? It is so. Sometimes we cannot talk to a friend about how we are feeling, but we can always talk to the Lord. Yes, we can. We can always talk to the Lord. There's an old hymn of the church mentions this very thing. It goes this way. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer wheel turning, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen? Well, many of us have a prayer language to help us get said to the Lord what sometimes we find difficult to say in our native tongue. So perhaps we just need to have a little talk with Jesus. So, it is better to be patient in spirit than to be proud in spirit. And be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry. Don't be so hot-tempered, quick-tempered. Any little thing happen, you're up in a huff. Why? Because that's an indication that you're a fool. Because anger rests. It finds its resting place in the bosom of fools. And the Father finds no pleasure in fools. Amen? Amen. Saints, we must change and discipline ourselves to do what is right in spite of our feelings. We must change and discipline ourselves to do what is right in spite of our feelings. God calls each of us to love others. Whether we feel warm and fuzzy toward them is beside the point. It is not necessary to feel a certain way in order to do what is right. I'll say that again. It is not necessary to feel a certain way in order to do what is right. You are not feelings, feelings, and nothing but feelings. That is not how God made you. And if your feelings rule your life, it's no one's fault but your own. Amen? Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So God gave us his love even when we were hostile and antagonistic and rejecting him and doing all the sin we could possibly do. So what did he do about it? He sent Jesus, and Jesus died for us while we were still not nice at all. Amen? That's how God handled it. And we should do the same thing. We should be imitators of our Heavenly Father and walk in love. It didn't have anything to do with how we were behaving. God displayed his love in the highest form by Jesus Christ going to the cross. You see, our rebellion didn't change his love and his goodness. And our children's rebellion shouldn't change our love, our goodness, and our knowledge of the Word of God. We know that our children have, are, and will do things that are not right. So we should not condone those things in our attitudes, in our words, in our behaviors. We need to have a clear line of demarcation. Yes, we love them, but what you are doing is not right. Yes, I love you, but what you are doing, how you are behaving, what you are thinking is displeasing to the Lord. You see, you can love God and love your children without disobeying the Scripture. Do not make excuses for their sin line. That's not right. Do not make excuses for their sin life. That's not righteousness. Yes, forgive them. Yes, attempt to reason with them. Yes, let them know what the truth of the Word of God is. But don't make excuses for their sin. Amen? Praise God. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. That means when you really get to going, be careful what rolls out of your mouth, because it'll be too easy for sin to come flying out. But he that refraineth his lips is wise, which means the one who does not refrain his lips is a fool. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. That's right. Do ye even so to them. Amen. Whatever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. You want your spouse to be more thoughtful. Well, then you need to be more thoughtful. You need to sow some more thoughtfulness. Thereby you may reap it. Amen. They may not respond in the time frame you would desire, but you will have obeyed the word of God. And it's right to do what is right. Because we don't do what we do for the sake of men. We do what we do as unto the Lord. Men may be blessed by what we do, but we do whatever we do as unto the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. Besides, love is not a warm, fuzzy feeling anyway. That's not love. And if that's what you think love is, you're deceived. Love is not a warm, fuzzy feeling, okay? It's not. That foolishness that they have on the televisions and in the movies and all of that, that's not love. Ask Jesus. He'll tell you. Many saints still do not know what love is. Their idea of love does not line up with Jesus. And as a result, people make wrong choices, wrong decisions, thinking that that's love when it's not. If you are one of those believers, I encourage you to spend more time with your Savior so that he can teach you what love really is. It's not surprising in today's world that you would have a warped or perverted opinion of what love is. However, in God's kingdom, there's no perversion, no twisting, and no warp. So if you spend more time with true love, you'll come to understand and to know and perceive true love better. And you'll be able to compare it to what you used to think love was, presently think love is. Perhaps you don't feel respectful toward your spouse. Then treat them with respect anyway. Treat your spouse with respect anyway. See, part of the problem is a judgment that you've made about them anyway. You've got a judgment up there in your mind, in your head, and probably now in your heart. And that judgment blocks you from doing what you ought to do and behaving the way you ought to think. The Bible says love believes the best. Amen. Yes, it's so. Why? Why should you respect them anyway? Because God says so. And that ought to be enough for you. Because God says so. There are some of you, you have this proclivity, always want an explanation for every little single thing that there is. Every little speck and every little detail, you've got to understand it. Well, let me help you there. God does not operate out of your mind. He has a mind of his own. And some of you, that's a sin in your life. You just have to understand this. God can't tell you, move to the left, and you move to the left because he says so, because he's God. No, why does God want me to move to the left? As if you're inspecting what God is commanding you to do. Amen? Amen. It's so. Maybe you are feeling resentment toward an old friend. Send them a thinking of you card with an uplifting scripture included. That ought to do it. That'll help you. It'll help you. Not just bless them. It will help you. Your feelings will eventually follow the dictates of your will. Amen. Your feelings will eventually follow the dictates of your will. Feeling wronged by someone? Then pray for them daily, and eventually your attitude and feelings will line up with the Word of God. My, what a thought. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Just don't rehearse the pain. Neither should you take the judgment seat. Don't rehearse the pain, whatever it is that disturbs you. Don't keep rehearsing that over and over and over in your mind. It's just going to open up more and more pain in your heart. Come on. Let's be reasonable here. And don't take it upon yourself to sit yourself in the judgment seat of anyone else. That's not your place. Psalm 50, verse 6. Psalm 50, verse 6. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. God is judge himself. It doesn't have your name there anywhere. Psalm 58, verse 11. Psalm 58, verse 11. So that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. And there is. Verily, he is a God that judges in the earth. And he is. He is a God that judges in the earth. We might all need to remember that. Psalm 75, verse 7. Psalm 75, verse 7. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. God is the judge. That doesn't leave any room for you. Psalm 82, verse 1. Psalm 82, verse 1. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods, little g. So you see, God himself is the judge. That means there's no room for you on the judgment seat. So now, who is the judge? Our God is the judge, not you nor I, but God himself. So we should not judge according to the appearance of things, to judge righteous judgment, righteous decision, not feeling decisions, righteous decision. We're not supposed to come to our conclusions based on the appearance of things. Amen? Because appearances do change. And that would mean we would be wrong. Many times, situations do not work out the way that we think they should. We have a tendency to judge the situation according to our own set of standards. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2,
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. God investigates what's in the heart. That's right. The way of a man is right in his own eyes. He thinks, I'm doing the right thing. But you might want to check in with Jesus. Proverbs 12, verse 15. Proverbs 12, verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise, provided it's not the counsel of the ungodly. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. See, he needs the blind man healer, Jesus Christ. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. But are we right? Do you ever ask yourself that? Am I right? Does God agree? Have we sought his face? If we are not quick to catch our thoughts, we may develop a critical spirit. If we're not quick to catch ourselves, we'll pick up the spirit of the age, and we'll become as critical and as cynical and as scorning as everybody in the world. Critics form and express judgments of people or things according to certain standards. Critics form and express judgment, decisions about people or things according to certain standards. The enemy of our soul would have us to examine circumstances, form judgments, and criticize, especially with emphasis on faults and shortcomings from our own point of view. Some of us grew up in families that used criticism as a primary form of expression. They have a tendency to find fault with, argue about, even the pettiest and most trivial detail. But you did not learn this in Christ. You did not learn this behavior, this attitude, this disposition, this proclivity in Christ. That's not where you got it from. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Above all things, have strong love among yourselves. For charity or love shall cover the multitude of sins. That's what God says. Will you allow it to be so in your own life? Jesus demonstrates this truth to us in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, beginning with verse 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, beginning with verse 1. Jesus went
unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. You notice adultery usually requires at least two parties, and they only brought one. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. In other words, Jesus, you need to stone this woman. But what sayest thou? Moses says we're supposed to stone her. But what do you have to say? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Well, you see, there was only one there without sin, and that was Jesus. But he wasn't gathering stone. Amen? He wasn't criticizing. He wasn't judging. He wasn't condemning. Amen? He's the righteous judge, but he wasn't judging her. Amen? He was without sin. But he wasn't pointing her sin out. Amen? And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Is that what we do? You see, self-righteousness gives birth to a critical, fault-finding, slanderous, judgmental spirit which is not of God. It produces some pretty good hypocrites, too. It allows us to create a double standard, one for us and another for everyone else. Romans chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Romans chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same thing. How are you going to judge somebody else if you're doing the same thing? They're sinning and you're sinning. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Not. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deed. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, wrath, tribulation, and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. Verse 11. For there is no respect of persons with God. Again, there is no respect of persons with God. You say, so-and-so is awful. You just as awful in your own way? When you say, they ought to be punished, consider yourself and your own wrongdoing. So you think that God should penalize others when they do wrong, but he should overlook you when you are wrong? Sin is sin. God is being patient with you. You should know this by now. He has been waiting all this time without punishing you to give you time to repent of and turn from your sin. The reason for his mercy and kindness is to lead you to true repentance. To lead you to true repentance. But some just won't listen at all. And they store up for themselves punishment because of their pride, rebellion, and stubbornness in refusing to turn from their sin. As you know, God will judge everyone and will give to each person whatever their deeds deserve. God treats all the same. He is no respecter of person. Those who know to do what is right but won't do it will be punished. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. The Lord looketh on the heart. Isaiah chapter 55, beginning with verse 8. Isaiah chapter 55, beginning with verse 8. For my thoughts, God says, are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thought than your thought. Amen? The Gospel of John, chapter 8, beginning with verse 15. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, beginning with verse 15. Ye judge after the flesh, Jesus says. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. He says we judge after the flesh, and we ought not to do that. We ought not to do that. Amen? Saints, we must repent of and forsake own unrighteous judgments against others. Amen. We must repent of and forsake our own unrighteous judgments against others. If we, without mercy, criticize and judge others, we will forfeit God's mercy on ourselves. If we, without mercy, criticize and judge others, we will forfeit God's mercy on ourselves. James chapter 2, verse 13. James chapter 2, verse 13. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Amen. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, 37. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 37. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 14. Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, well, how do you know you didn't forgive? Because you're still holding a grudge, dear. You're still holding bitterness, unforgiveness, unwillingness. You're still holding a grudge. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And God's not going to change that the way it is. Luke chapter 6, verse 31. Luke chapter 6, verse 31. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. There. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Keep forgiving. The more you practice, sometimes the better you get at it. Keep forgiving. There's plenty on this planet to forgive. Just keep on practicing. The Word of God says a critical, says of a critical, judgmental, offended, fault finder that they are proud, knowing nothing, but quibbling over scriptures. You're trying to explain to them, well, the Bible says, and here they come back with something else that really doesn't line up with what the conversation is about. They just want to have something to say back. They are answering again. Stirring up argument with jealousy and anger. Eventually, this leads to name-calling, false accusations, and evil suspicion. These arguers have minds that are warped with sin. They can't distinguish the lie from the truth. But saints, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Amen. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Amen? Amen. Good food for growth. Praise the Lord. Good food for growth. Amen? We should spend some time forgiving every day because there's plenty, plenty to forgive. Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. I have put my most favorite praise report first. This is from AK. He said, yesterday at the practice, two girls which had crushes on me started to cuss a boy who was being critical of me. I yelled at them, stay in your own lane, according to Brother Bill. They immediately shut up and didn't say a word all practice. Praise you, Lord. That's so cute and so funny. I laughed the whole time I read it. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. That just tickled my funny bone. Praise you, Lord, for AK. And Caroline has a praise report. Oh, here, I got a hold of myself. This morning while I was listening to the book of Matthew and Acts, I felt my body went into, moved to Peter told someone to take up your bed and walk. Jesus Christ made you whole. Then Paul commanded the spirit of divination to come out of the young girl in Jesus' name. My neck is free. My body is still in surprise at the sudden change. My body changed. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Sam has a praise report. There was an Amber Alert, and the girl has been found safe. Praise you, Jesus. See what happens when you pray, saints? KK has a praise report. On tonight's sermon, just a few minutes ago, Pastor Sabrina called out of us who have praise reports but don't post them because we view them as small or insignificant to post. That was me earlier today. I had a lunch meeting scheduled for work, and the restaurant where I was to go doesn't have any soup on the menu. God helped me to reschedule the lunch for a different restaurant where they serve soup, and it didn't inconvenience the other person. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. YDM has a praise report. I work Wednesday nights and recast the message on Thursday mornings. Well, I check my bank accounts after listening to more blessings to come, and there were so many deposits coming into my checking account that it overflowed to the next page when I was recording them in my check register. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. You are blessing all of us. Grace has a praise report. I thank the Lord for the prayers of Pastor Sabrina, Brother Bill, and Brother Marshall and the saints of this ministry. Pastor Sabrina prayed for me several weeks ago. concerning my estranged husband to pick up his belongings out of the garage, and the Lord also informed me that he left evil items behind intentionally. He came by several days later to remove those items from the garage, and I found those evil items that were left behind. I destroyed them, and it has been confirmed by the Holy Spirit that morning. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And yes, her warfare will be so much easier. Praise you for that, Lord. And Dana has a praise report. As I was dressing for work, I was looking for an accessory to wear, and I found an old sorority pin. I promptly destroyed it and threw it away. I bless God for testimonies and revelations. Previously, Brother Bill told me that I needed to clean the house again, and a sister called several days ago about a poltergeist spirit, and Dr. Sabrina told her it was connected to something in her house. I asked God to show me what else needed to go. Thank you, Jesus, for answering the prayers. Bless your holy name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Amori has a praise report. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the confirmations that you've given my family, both in Christ and in the natural, during Wednesday's sermon. Father, you told it will be this year going to be the season of blessing, and I receive it. Praise you, Lord, for that. We give you praise and glory. Yes, he's starting to bless us. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. My present help in times of trouble has a wonderful praise report. Praise the Lord of hosts. Had complete favor from the rehab staff during the meeting in discharging mother home with all the medical supplies that she would need. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all of her needs according to your riches and glory. Praise you, Lord and Master. Father, in Jesus' name, I also ask for equipment new that was supplied, such as her bed, air mattress, feeding equipment, True Christian Help, Home Help Aid Care, Jerry Care, Hold Your Lift. I trust you, Lord, the way. I stand on your word. Thank you, Lord, for the extended care, the love, the grace, for the servants, Miss Irene, and for V. Lord, I just salute and bow down to you in humility. Thank you, Lord, for your patience with us. I plead the blood of Jesus over us and just hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How excellent is your name in the earth. What a wonderful praise report. Praise you, Lord, for everything you've done for that family. Praise you, Lord, for hearing the prayers of the saints and lifting Miss Irene up. Praise you, Lord, for that. We give you all the praise. And for him has a praise report. Thank you, Heavenly Father. This is a super fast. My work system is functioning well again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. And in case praise, I had a good conversation with my mom who was able to, I was able to interest her in the King James Version Bible. Praise you for that, Lord. That's a good breakthrough there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Deborah L. has a praise report. The neighbors were issued two stop work orders on their stuff and had to remove their outhouse. I ask for spoils of war, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, we praise you, Lord, that you're going to turn it all around. NK has a praise report. Some weeks ago, I added to remove a heavy cooked chicken in a metal roasting pan from the lower rack in the oven. Normally, I'd ask KK for help to be sure that the transition goes smoothly. Instead, I told AK to pray for me, and I prayed too. The pan came out of the oven as light as a balloon. It was shocking. Turns out, we had both been praying the exact scripture for me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Father, for your power and your word and power of agreement. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. She's getting stronger and stronger. We praise you for that, Lord. YDM has a praise report. I placed my daily planner and could not find it for several days, and I prayed the Holy Spirit led me to its location. I forgot about it this morning. I opened the drawer. I keep my prayer books, and there it was. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Anonymous has a praise report, another answered prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Dina has a praise report. Praise the Lord, my aunt removed all the elephants out of her home, and my appetite was not ravenous like it used to be. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Yes, saints, just listen, you'll learn. And Dina has a testimony. The elephant the Lord showed me in my dreams from my childhood home in another state from which I live, as well as the ceramic swan and some papers that were in the dream. However, my aunt and I were on the way to the store. We both had extremely hungry, so I ate a banana and she ate a sandwich. When I got back home, we were both still hungry, and the elephant in the vehicle was brought back to my remembrance. Wow, praise the Lord for putting the spotlight on the elephant to keep my attention in my dream. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. And DCH has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to evangelize to a stranger on the telephone this week and tell them about MIC. Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for the wonderful blessings you have given me. I praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. These are awesome testimonies. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Those are some beautiful testimonies. I like each one of them. You know, I just sit here and listen, and I enjoy, and I cheer, and I say hallelujah. Congratulations to Mother Irene. God is faithful. Amen. And she's prevailing. Amen. She is prevailing. Amen. Father, we just want to thank you for Mother Irene right now. We just want to take a moment to thank you for the miraculous work that you're doing in her life and restoring everything the enemy took from her. You're giving it back, not at the same level, on a better level. We want to thank you and give you praise, Lord, because you're mighty and great. Yes, Lord, you are awesome in your works, awesome in power. And we thank you, Lord. We just honor you, and we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Well, saints, I want you to know something. God has more blessings for us than we think. You know, on Wednesday night, I preached the message, more blessings to come, more blessings. But God has more blessings than we imagine. And if we shut down our thinking it, okay, more are coming and some more come, okay, well, this is what God meant, then we're going to miss the next wave of blessing. You got to keep the door open. You've got to keep your expectation in the Lord, because that's part of your faith, your hope, and your expectation from him. So you got some blessing. Wonderful. There are more blessings. And when they come, wonderful, there's some more blessing. And there's some more blessing. And there's some more blessing. Amen? So keep the door of your heart open to the Lord. Don't allow doubt, fear, unbelief, unreadiness on your part to hinder the flow of blessings coming to you. These are blessings you need. Yes, they're blessings you need, and your Heavenly Father wants you to have them. So keep the channel open between you, clear, and keep your expectation, your faith in the Lord, strong in the Lord. Nothing is too difficult for him. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to our guest call-in. Amen. And we're going to start with area code 478. Area code 478. You're on the air in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. Hi, Dr. Sabrina. Can I start with two quick praise reports? I didn't get a chance to put them in the prayer room.
Yes.
I bless God. I mean, he is so good. The sister that called in the other night and you prayed for her about back pain, my back had been bothering me for about 2 weeks, and so my back is no longer hurting me, so I bless the Lord for that. And I bless the Lord for leading you to pray about the birds. I don't know if you remember, you scattered birds around us. There had been a flock of hawks in my next-door neighbor's tree, and I didn't feel good about it. And I've been praying for the Lord to release his holy fire against them and scatter them. Well, they moved to the property behind me in a tree there. And it seemed like there were more hawks. And today it was, I just felt led to look up what a flock of hawks are called. And one of the terms is cauldron. And I was like, oh, wow. But since you prayed, I don't see them at all. And so I bless the Lord for that as well. I have a relatively short list tonight because, you know, usually when I call, I kind of have a long list. About almost 3 weeks ago, I was talking to the Lord about some things, and something came up, and I've heard it twice, and I can't remember. I know I heard it a long time ago, but I can't remember if it was with this ministry. And I hope I'm saying this right. Swallow up curse. And I think, swallow up curse. Swallow up curse. Like someone swallows you up, but it's a curse. I hope that am I making sense? I hope I'm saying it right.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. And also, I would really appreciate, I'm not even exactly sure how to pray regarding that. I have some other things on before the Lord regarding my finances and the debts, you know, with my parents passing. I almost hate to go to the mailbox, and I'm still going through this with the insurance company. I don't know if all of the issues regarding the finances are connected to this curse that I just mentioned. I do know I gave, this was several years ago, two donations, and the two people I gave the checks to put it on an altar and prayed against me, and one prayed against me for 3 months. And I'm just like, wow. But I just, yeah, it's just kind of interesting right now. I've been praying, and it's not hurting right now, thank you, Jesus, because my shoulders have been, both of my shoulders have been hurting, and my ankle. But I use the glittering sword of the Spirit, and I cut away those weights and, like, the ball and chain for my ankle. But I just appreciate some backup prayer on that. Now my neck. I don't know what this is on my neck. It looks like a hickey. It is not. I can promise you that. And it itches. It showed up about a month ago. I've been treating it with all types of ointments. It hasn't gone away. It hasn't grown or anything. It's just there. I don't know what that is. I have floaters in my eyes. I don't know if that's the proper term or not. And I have to have do. I have to. I have a presentation due this week, and so I'm just praying that the Lord will strengthen me and that it will go well. And that's my list. I'm sorry.
All righty. Well, first of all, that curse that you're speaking of, it's related to your finances. So we're going to go at it this way. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we remit the sins of our sister's parents. primarily her dad, and every curse that comes as a result of Baphomet, every Masonic curse, every curse from Osiris and from Baal. We break it off of our sister's life in the name of Jesus with the sword of the Spirit. We cut her free. We cut her finances free. Hey, hallelujah. Rukasa de brusha. Erkuha, any inheritance that would be hers cannot be swallowed up by a demon spirit. Jesus Christ became a curse for her. For cursed is he that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might be hers. Lord, we ask you to we destroy the Masonic curses surrounding her life and her properties and her finances and her inheritances in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the curses that the hawks attempted to release against her. We send it back against them in the name of Esha Rubusa. We send every curse that came from them back against them in the name of Jesus Christ according to the covenant. Lord, those two witches that used her check as a point of contact, we break that altar in the name of Jesus Christ. We destroy it in Jesus' name. And all the witchcraft and hateful prayers that they prayed against her, we send it back where it ought to go, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. That is not what you call people to do at an altar, not a holy altar. So we break the power of every altar, every ungodly altar that has ever touched her life from conception until this moment in the name of Jesus Christ. And we destroy it in Jesus' holy name. Jesus is the battle axe that we use against those altars in Jesus' name. We break every yoke that is not of Jesus Christ, we break it off of her shoulders now in Jesus' name. Every yoke that is not of Jesus Christ, we break it off in Jesus' name. We command it to crumble and fall to the ground in Jesus' holy name. We grind it to powder in the name of Jesus. That curse is on her neck. We break the power of that curse in Jesus' name. Come off of her and come out of her body. You need to cough, dear. Come off of her and come out of her body in the name of Jesus Christ. We burn you with the fire of God at the root. We burn you with the fire of God. We destroy you with the fire of God from the very root in Jesus' name. We command the floaters to come out of everybody's eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the floaters to come out of everyone's eyes in Jesus' name. Father, there have been those that are her enemies that have prayed against her, cursed her, sent every kind of foul spirit against her in the name of Jesus Christ. We raise the shield of faith and quench the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. The warfare that has come against her, Father, we return it from whence it came in Jesus' holy name. We send it back according to the covenant. Because you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Reki masta talabrise, rude de diasun de bruca bababasha, erisite de bruba de shekite de brosa de, arrakita de brosa de la brosa de diosuta,
Though she walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive her. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of her enemies, and your right hand shall save her in Jesus' name. All of those enemies, come up and out, bound, caged in Jesus' name. Come up and out, her. All of those enemies, we cut her free. We cut her free from every foe. We cut her free from every enemy. It, since God is for her, who can be against her? Come out in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemies have done, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Make yourself microscopic and come out of her in Jesus' name. Deep breath first, then cough. Deep breath first, then cough from your gut in Jesus' name. Come on out of her. Everything that the enemy has sent to her, we disconnect her from every order, rank, and type of idolatry in Jesus' name. Hey! Jesus Christ is her Lord. We break all ungodly dedications on her life and receive all consecrations to any spirit other than to Jesus Christ and his Father. We break your grip and hold in her life in Jesus' name. No, you cannot come back upon her. We send you back. We push you back. We push you back. We push you back. We push you back in Jesus' name. We bind you to the dry places in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you to the dry places in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you to the dry places forevermore in Jesus' holy name. Come out of her. Come out of her. We cut her free. We uproot everything. Isha, there it is. We uproot you all in the name of Jesus. We break every rooting in the name of Jesus Christ. Root works. You're bound in Jesus' name. You're caged in the name of Jesus. You're chained with eternal chains under darkness. You're consumed in the fire of God. We uproot you now. Go to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Oh, root works. Come on out. Come out of her. Come out of her now. Come out of her. Wherever you're hidden in her vessel, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Whatever part of her life you've attached to, we uproot you. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Every root works. Come on out of her. Take a deep breath and then call. Come on out. Make yourself microscopic and come out and don't choke her. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All those leftovers, you come out. All of those that have been told to come out before and you didn't, come out now in Jesus' name. All wickedness sent to her, return to sender in Jesus' name. All wickedness sent to her, return to sender in Jesus' name. Fire of God, fire of God, fire of God. Fire of God. Engulfed in the fire of God. Cut free. Loose herself from there for me in Jesus' name. She loose herself from those curses in Jesus' name. She lies. We break the power of every cauldron in the name of Jesus. All those financial, blood, fecal, and soulless sacrifices. Verbal curses. We condemn those spirits. We condemn those words. We condemn those syllables in Jesus' name. Come on out. We break the cage and we set the captive free in Jesus' name. We break the cage and we set the captive free in Jesus' name. Woo. We destroy the cages. We destroy the cages in Jesus' name. We destroy the cages in the name of Jesus. Come on out of her. Come on out. Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to make these demons come subject to the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, where she lives, it's not a holy atmosphere. We no. ask you to clear the atmosphere. Oh, woo, in Jesus' name. Break it. Break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Under the sea. Under the sea. We cut her free. We cut her free. We cut her free. Wall of fire at the portal. Wall of fire at the portal. Wall of fire at the portal in Jesus' name. She's overcome. By the blood of the Lamb. Come on out, all of it, the whole roof ball. Come on out in Jesus' name. The whole roof ball, come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All the poisonings in her dreams, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Everything she's been fed or given in a dream, come up and out. All the witchcraft done against her, all the voodoo and the hoodoo, go back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Witchcraft over the decades, go back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back where you came from in the name of Jesus. Eru, all the torment, you're bound. Go back where you came from in Jesus' name. From everything the elephants brought, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back where you came from in Jesus' name. Everything the elephants brought. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back where you came from in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on out. All the way. Father, we thank you for the warring angels warring against these spirits. She's cut free with the glittering sword of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on out. All of it. All of it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your holy power at work. Let's just stop talking for a moment, if you can, and take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit come in with the holy fire and burn those spirits out. You'll probably still be getting deliverance after that, but release your prayer language in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep praying. Amen. Saints, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the beating of an unconscious Trump supporter by D.C., that's District of Columbia, Metropolitan Police Department officer on January 6th. It was deemed to be objectively reasonable after an investigation by the department's Internal Affairs Bureau. The Internal Affairs investigation was opened in September 2021 based on a complaint filed by a Texas man who assembled video evidence of the officer striking an unconscious Roseanne Boylan with a steel baton and a large wooden stick at the entrance to the West Terrace Tunnel at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Boylan, who is 34, of Kennesaw, Georgia, was pinned under a pile of protesters who fled the tunnel when police deployed a crowd control gas. After several minutes of being crushed by the weight of other fallen protesters, Boylan lost consciousness and stopped breathing, witnesses have said. Boylan traveled to Washington, D.C. that day to attend the Stop the Steal rally and hear then-President Donald Trump speak at the Ellipse. She became trapped in a crowd that sought entry to the Capitol through the west entrance. As Boylan lay unconscious on the ground, D.C. Metro Police Officer Lila Morris repeatedly struck her with a steel baton and what appeared to be a wooden walking stick, according to a video recording. The sudden attack horrified Boylan's friend and traveling companion, Justin Winchell, who pleaded with the police and protesters to provide first aid to Boylan. Police body cam video shows Winchell's shock when he saw Morris strike Boylan in the head. "She's gonna die. She's gonna die. I need somebody. She's dead," Winchell cried. Boylan was not pronounced dead until more than 90 minutes later, although she appeared lifeless when police dragged her body from the West Terrace Tunnel entrance into the Capitol at 4:31 p.m. During the 11 minutes after Boylan fell, protesters made repeated attempts at CPR efforts that were frustrated in part by the beating and police spraying pepper spray into the faces of those trying to help Boylan. The video shows there is confusion about what life-saving efforts were made by police after Boylan was moved into the Capitol. Testimony before a congressional committee suggested police attempted CPR at 4:26 p.m., which wasn't possible since at that time Boylan still lay on the concrete outside, being given CPR by protesters Jake Lang, and Roland McAbee. The D.C. medical examiner said Boylan died of an accidental overdose of Adderall, a prescription medication used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity. Well, later on, it explains that she'd been taking that medicine for 10 years. I sincerely doubt that she died from an overdose of Adderall, all right? We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning outraged worshipers that watched in horror as police stormed a church and disrupted mass to check if they were all wearing masks. Parishioners were stunned after a Western Australian police officer burst in the middle of a mass at St. Bernadette's Catholic Church in Mount Hawthorn, Perth, Australia, on Thursday evening just to check for masks. Catholic Archbishop of Perth, Timothy Costello, said in a statement, "It is highly regrettable that the police felt obliged to intervene during a religious service in one of Perth's Catholic parishes in order to enforce the mask-wearing mandate. The celebration of the Eucharist is the central act of Catholic worship and is sacred to all Catholics," he added. Masks were made mandatory for all indoor settings in the Perth and Peel regions on January 16th. Patrick Hornman was first to report that a policeman entered the church demanding correct mask behavior and checking exemptions. He said, "Where have we seen this behavior before in history?" Bishop Strickland of Tyler, Texas, released a statement regarding this sacrilege. "This oppression of faith is evil and must be resisted as strongly as possible. We must pray for Australia and all the world. This oppression of faith is evil. It must be resisted. It illustrates the abusive power of human arrogance at its crescendo. All power in heaven and on earth is in the hands of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning sexual relations between teachers and parents of teens or children with underage persons. Some are being fired and by court order made to register as sex offenders, only do probation with no lifetime penalty. Lord Jesus, this is an abomination which plagues our young people and our communities and families. Former teachers are pleading guilty to obscenity instead of the original charge of carnal knowledge of a juvenile. Lord, they are having threesomes and more. Teens are having sex in the school bathrooms and videoing their actions for posting on YouTube. We're requesting adjudication from the righteous judge concerning the Justice Department, who is considering implementing supervised sites in undeserved communities where they will provide pipes for users to smoke crack cocaine, crystal methamphetamine, and other narcotics in an effort to reduce the risk associated with substance abuse and prevent fatal overdoses. Known as the Harm Reduction Program grant, the $30 million, let me say that again, the $30 million grant program would provide funding to community-based overdose prevention programs, syringe service programs, and other harm reduction services. Funding such overdose and prevention activities will help stem the spread of infectious diseases associated with substance abuse and support the distribution of FDA-approved overdose reversal medication to individuals at risk of overdose, the program stated. The program will also provide those at risk of developing or who already have substance abuse issues with counseling and health education, and encourage such individuals to take steps to reduce the negative personal and public health impacts of substance use or misuse. The funding would also be used to purchase equipment and supplies to enhance harm reduction efforts, which includes a harm reduction vending machine, an automated dispensing system stocked with supplies to reduce the risk associated with drug use, and safe smoking kits and supplies. A Department of Health and Human Services spokesman told the Washington Free Beacon that these kits will provide pipes for users to smoke crack cocaine, crystal methamphetamine, and any illicit substance. The kits aim to reduce the risk of infection when smoking substances with glass pipes, which can lead to infections through cuts and sores, HHS said. Applications for the grant closed on Monday and will begin in May with a focus on underserved communities, including African Americans and LGBTQ plus persons, as established under President Joe Biden's executive order on advancing racial equity, they said. The program is being authorized under the Public Health Service Act and Biden's American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. We have an update as of February 9th. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued a statement saying no federal funding will be used directly or through subsequent reimbursement of grantees to put pipes in safe smoking kits. I guess they felt the heat. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Americans, the fact that Americans are awakening to the call to protect children from being sexualized. Following the national news coverage of local school board meetings in Virginia, many U.S. citizens are shocked to learn that today's elementary school lessons include material that would make most adults blush. Whether or not you are a parent, it is stomach-turning to learn that our taxpayer dollars have been used to make sexually explicit materials available in school libraries and attendance to pornographic sex ed lessons mandatory. The alarm rang even louder when we found out that government officials were willing to assign weighty terms like terrorists to parents wanting to protect their children from being sexualized. When a government is willing to use labels that pack the capacity to bypass our liberties while giving tremendous latitude to authorities to investigate a supposed threat to the homeland, it begs the question, why is propagating sexual material to children so valuable to the government? Why do these officials remain recalcitrant to the rebukes from their historically favored voting bloc? Most importantly, where does this slippery slope end? Past month, most of the public could only speculate where the institutionalized sexualization of our children would lead. In case you missed it, in November, we got a peek into some of the current academic discourse when a professor from Old Dominion University in Virginia, Mr. Walker, suggested that having sexual desire for children isn't wrong. Rather, Walker suggested that we should use a less stigmatizing term, such as minor attracted people, instead of the word pedophile. As someone who worked in a clinical setting with people who were sexually abused and some who went on to act out that same abuse, I know the importance of providing a place to talk without affirming thoughts that could prove detrimental to a child. This is a boundary that should not be moved, not even in theory. It is troubling that any serious academic institution would be willing to diminish, even in terminology, the horror that should be associated with any expression of violation against a child. Public outrage over the comments resulted in Walter's resignation. Pressure needs to remain high on any institution willing to relax the stigma of pedophilia and lead us down the slope to its acceptance. Although Walker's story might be new to the public at large, it's important to keep in mind that the road to normalizing pedophilia is unfortunately not a new discourse in the institutions of higher education. For years, many have turned a blind eye to the pedophilia of other scholars who had exploits with minors in North Africa and was also a proponent of lowering the age of consent. If no other moral standard exists within the research community, at minimum, one would hope that academics could hold fast to the edicts contained in the Nuremberg Code or the Research Act of 1974, which outlined the conduct for a humane class of researchers engaged in the scientific method for the betterment of society. Both include special protections for children. Instead, what we've learned is that the unbridled curiosity has mostly remained unchecked in the ivory tower, and some scientists are exploring lines of inquiry children that should remain unthinkable. This is not uniquely a North American trend down the slope to pedophilia. Most recently, it was revealed that the German government had doled out funding to the Kindler Project. This study began in the 1970s with a 30-year agenda that placed homeless children with known pedophiles. Helmut Kindler, the chief scientific investigator of the project, held that sexual interactions between children and adults were benign and perhaps even beneficial to the homeless youth. Uh-huh. Let's see. I think I got them all. Not sure. Yep. It's real, saints. It's extremely real. It's very real. Amen. It's real. What they do is real. It's not a bad dream. It's a nightmare that we are living. Amen. It's a nightmare that we are living. Brother Marshall.
Well, Lord Jesus, I wonder how Esther felt that she was told that she's here for such a time as this. Well, Lord, we're all here for such a time as this. And you told us apart from you, we can do nothing, Lord Jesus. But we're so grateful. You said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world, at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. And we think that you are with us, because together with God, nothing shall be impossible. And it's written in 1 John chapter 1, no, 1 John chapter 5, starting at verse 4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Thank you, Father, for the Spirit of adoption. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you had power to lay down your life and power to take it up again. Thank you for the privilege of drinking into one Spirit with you, for greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Lord, our battle is not against flesh and blood. As Pat Holliday and Sabrina Sessions and Sharon very often point out about taking the shield of faith, because we need that faith. We need the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being a wall of fire round about and the glory that's for all your saints. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. You point out there is a spirit of truth, and there is also a spirit of error in 1 John, I think it's 4:6. And you said in Jeremiah chapter 10, beginning at verse 10, the Lord, Yahweh, the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall you say unto them, the gods, those little gods, those little demons, that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He hath made the earth by his power, and he hath established the world by his wisdom. And Jesus Christ has made unto us wisdom, Father God, wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And Father, Jesus told us, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done. My Father, which is in heaven, said, two can put, what is that? One can put 1,000 to flight and 2, 10,000. If somebody knows where that scripture is, that would be great. I was wondering where that is. But Father God, it's in your word. I know it's in your word. And you said, okay, that's why we don't do the opening prayer by ourselves. We do it together. Even as Pat Holliday warned us, Sabrina has warned us, and Brother Bill has warned us, I'm sure, as well, that together we have power over the enemy. We thank you, Lord, because Jesus sent them out two by two. And there's more than two of us, and we're in agreement, Father God, that you'll deliver us all. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whosoever, could have said, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, we're all whosoever's, and we call upon your name because of the blood of covenants. We repent and renounce all of our generational iniquities and personal sins, including selfishness and carrying grudges and every other thing, everything that's offensive in your sight, Lord. And we thank you for forgiving us. I thank you for Galatians 3:13 and 14. Thank you, Jesus, you took all those curses on your own body, on that tree. Yes, you died physically. Some false pastor said, oh, no, he died spiritually. No, you didn't die spiritually. No, no, even after you died, you went to preach to those that were kind of held captive, because your body died, but your spirit, because you had the power of an endless life, Jesus. You had power to lay down your life and power to take it up again, just like it says in your word in John chapter 10, 17 and 18. And we thank you, Jesus, for taking it up in the body of Christ. Even as you said to Saul of Tarsus, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? What was Saul doing? He never was beating up on Jesus in the flesh. Oh, it was the body of Christ. Well, we're all part of that body by the grace of God, by the blood of the covenant. And we plead that blood over each one of us, over our minds, our hearts, our spirits, and all of our family members and all those we've been interceding for, including all the children, Father God. We've been interceding for all the children because Jesus says, and not only in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. But Jesus made it abundantly clear, Father, your will. And your will is, Father God, in Matthew 18:14, and not just for Sister Marla's children, all the children, Father God, all the children, not just Pat Holliday's children, all the children of every believer and all the descendants of every believer. Even so, it's not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. So, Father God, we ask that you deliver all the little ones, the big ones, the little ones, all the children. And you don't have grandchildren. We're all children by faith in your beloved Son. Thank you for sending your Son to pay that price, Father God. For all these things that Pastor Sabrina has just read through, Father God, we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace in time of need, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Because of the blood of the covenant, Father, because of the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord, even in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, through him, through Jesus, we all have access by one spirit unto the Father. Come to you, Father, without putting on the robe of righteousness. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us and washing us all from our sins in your own blood. And that's the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. It says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And Marshall certainly hasn't known what he's doing many times, Father God. But we thank you, Father God. You use the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. You point that out to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and even in verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see, your calling, brethren, that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Those that worship Satan in various forms, including the Masonic lodges and every other place, every occultic gathering, all the witchcraft gatherings, all the base things of the world, now the things which are despised hath God chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him, by the grace of God. Are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption? We thank you for that wonderful blessing, Father God, the gift of righteousness and the abundance of grace, that we do reign in life by one Christ Jesus. So, Father, we pray for all these situations, Father God. Many, many situations. Those people that are calling evil good, and good evil, even in this time. Even on this 11th day of February in 2022, Father God, we ask for your righteous adjudication of the righteous judge concerning all this nonsense, Father God, of the person who was improperly treated and handled during the so-called January 6th planned thing to smear Donald Trump and those that were trying to overturn the phony election, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. It was well planned, well orchestrated by those, Father God, you're trying to hide their dirty deeds, Father God. They're very good at trying to cut, at least they try to be very good at it, but it's all coming out into the light, Father. And every witchcraft curse sent against all those standing for the truth, all those in the body of Christ, all those at Miracle Net Church, all around the body of Christ in Australia, every nation, every witchcraft curse returned at least sevenfold on the heads of demons to do to those demons what they intend to do to us, according to not only Psalm 79:12, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30 and 31, in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, exposing what needs to be exposed, even as Jesus speaks to us in his word, which is alive and quick and active. In Luke 12:2, Jesus said, "For there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known." So thank you, uncovering what the enemy has been doing. Thank you for many people in the truth movement doing, well, if they think they're in the truth movement. Of course, only God is true, and only your spirit of truth can really bring it to light. But many of these happen to be believers in Jesus. At least they say they are. Of course, I don't know any of their hearts, Father God. I know Pat Holliday said that Alex Jones was a Baptist type of Christian, which is great. If he actually believes in Jesus, he seems to. But you know every one of our hearts, Father. There's no one righteous apart from you, Lord Jesus. He teaches that only God is good. Over in Matthew 10, kind of a set of book, and elsewhere, and only God is good, but you give us that gift of righteousness. By the gift of righteousness, righteousness delivers from death, and every witchcraft curse returns at least sevenfold on the heads of demons, due to those demons they intend to do to us. I continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertain to each and every one of us. For it is written, thou shalt decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And it's confirmed, because Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do, and greater things than these. And Jesus is that prophet. He was foretold. And did he speak things prophetically? Did they come to pass? Absolutely. Did he say he's going to lay down his life? He did. And did he do it? He did. And it says that the prophet over in 2 Kings chapter 6, Elisha, prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes to the young man, because God was protecting him from the army that was coming against him. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. We thank you, Father, for sending your being warring angels, warring linking angels round about each of us, even as you promised, Father God, not only in Psalm 91, Psalm 103, at the end of Psalm 91, because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. We thank you for delivering us all, Lord. In Jesus' name, continue. We love you, Abba. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Ghost. In verse 18, the prophet Elisha went on to say in 2 Kings 6, and they came down to him, and Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. So we speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, and they are blind. They cannot see. Any of the saints were hidden in that secret place of the Most High, according to Psalm 91, and according to the scriptures that Brother Bill has helped us remember very often, kind of over in, where is that, Job, 28:7 and following, which I don't have memorized, but the Holy Ghost is reminding me where it is, and it's so wonderful. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Thank you for saying the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Job 28:7-8. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye have not seen. The lion's whelp have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. We thank you, Lord, for divine protection for all of your saints, not just for Sabrina, not just for Brother Bill, including Sabrina, when that person tried to run into her with a car today. We thank you for divine intervention, Father God, for all of your saints, including the other saints. I think it was Mother Irene's daughter, if I'm not mistaken, was protected when the car burst into flames that she was renting or borrowing or whatever. We thank you for delivering all of your saints from all these plans and wiles of the enemy, including AK, when that pit bull came against him. We thank you, Father God, for delivering Pat Holliday many times, Father God, including from a near accident and other situations, Father God, and granting us the gifts that we need by your Spirit, Father, in Jesus. And we ask for your divine help, Father God, supernatural help. You can do exceeding abundantly, more than we can ask or imagine. We ask that this business about Boylan's death be properly dealt with, Father God, in this realm and in the world to come. And we ask you, Father God, we do pray for those who despitefully use us, even as you asked us to, over in several places, including Matthew, where is that, Lord, 5:44. We ask, Father, you send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, Save those that can be saved. Draw them to the Lord Jesus, because no, we know no man comes to the Lord Jesus, Savior, draw them in John 6:44. And Jesus said he's lost none that you've given to him in John 6:39. We ask you to give each one that can be given to the Lord Jesus. And some people have given themselves over wholeheartedly to Satan, and others are kind of just leaning that way. So, Father God, rescue those. Pluck them out of the fire, Father God. Those that are leaning toward falling into the lake of fire, save those that can be saved, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray for those that despitefully use us in any position of authority, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. And we ask you, Father God, for divine intervention, adjudication in all these situations that Sabrina has read through, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, in Jesus' name. Not just from the January 6th nonsense with Borland, Father God, every one of the situations, Father God, in Jesus' name. We're supposed to be, Lord, including the situation, Father God, against this attack against the people in the Catholic Church. And, of course, the Lord did say, come out from among them. But we thank you, Father God, that you did find a bishop in Tyler, Texas, who happened to mention that all power in heaven and earth is in the hands of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that happens to be true. And we thank you for that, giving Jesus all power in heaven and earth, not just according to Matthew 28:18, but even according to your word that's forever settled in heaven in the book of Revelation. And we do overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Love not our lives unto death, according to Revelation 12:11, but also Revelation 17:14. These shall make war. These come in against the body of Christ. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is who? He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He's the Lord over Satan, not to mention all the little ones, the little heads, the little tyrants that are put in place, those that are planted there in different nations, the Macrons and the different ones, and the Prime Minister in Canada, all these different ones that are put there, because perhaps they're blackmailed, perhaps there's somebody's got some dirt on them. They have to do exactly what they're told to do by their masters in this world, and the masters of those in the other realm, the dark realm, that they bow down and worship. Because Jesus is the Lord of lords and he is the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Thank you. We live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us as we reckon ourselves dead to the old man. We thank you for calling us. You never call the righteous, but you call the sinners to repentance, Lord. And we think we've all had that opportunity. And sometimes I need to die daily. I usually do die daily, since you told me about the scripture in 1 Corinthians 15. That's what the blood of the covenant's all about. That's what we proclaim, his death till he comes. We die to the flesh, we live by the Spirit. And we thank you for that privilege, Father. Even as you told Jesus, in your word, in Revelation 19:6, and I heard as it were a voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thunderings. In Revelation 19:6, and is the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And in verse 15 and 16, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress and fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. For he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. We ask for your divine adjudication, Father God, from all these tyrants, especially in Australia, in Canada, and every nation, in Austria, in Germany, yes, and coming in the United States. They're trying to do it here, too. We thank you, Father God. If Gandhi can overturn the British Empire by a strong, persistent, peaceful demonstration, Father God. If Martin Luther King could do much the same, Father God, and he spoke that if there's unjust laws, they need to be overturned, Father. And I think Martin Luther King had a good clue there, Lord. If there are unjust laws passed by people who are serving the wrong God, that is the little God of this world, the God who blinds people's minds from receiving the truth, like it talks about in 2 Corinthians 4:4, and we bind you, Satan, the mind blinder, and we bind every one of your underlings, in Jesus' name, every one of your underlings, and all the flow of power is bound and severed in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. And we cancel their assignment to all those who have interceded for, including those in Austria and Australia and Germany, And in Canada, the United States, in every nation, in Great Britain, in the UK, every nation, in Scotland, in every nation, every place where they think they have nations, because they're trying to blend them into one big new world order, one new religion, which the Pope and the those people that are serving him, or he, the whatever God he's serving, Pat Holiday said that he's even been known to say he's worshiping Lucifer in his mass. Now, I don't know. I've never heard that. But she said, and I don't think she made a point of lying, she was very bold in exposing what's going on. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that bringing everything to the light, Father God, and overturning this kind of abomination, Father God, against those who are worshiping God the best way they know how. And Father God, I did hear about a young man who told me a true testimony that his, because he grew up Roman Catholic, but he had college roommates. Back then, college roommates cared about their own roommates. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And Father God, they wanted him to make sure that he got to confess with his mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in his heart that God raised him from the dead, not just go through a liturgy and a ritual. And of course, I did grow up Catholic light with an Episcopal background, Father God. I understand a little bit about the liturgy, Father God. But that man, he did go to a Protestant church and have it met the altar call. He also went to the Catholic church, and he took the cup. And he said that's when he believed he received Jesus. I don't know, but he's been serving the Lord as best, and he's seen miracles in his life. So, Father God, we ask you to rescue those Catholics, Father God, the people of Roman Catholics, and the people then the Episcopal Church that say they believe in one holy Catholic Church, but and the Lutherans possibly too, and all those that are serving variations on the true faith, Father God, and bring them into the true faith, Father God. And we thank you for waking up the body of Christ globally, not just in Canada. We thank you for even that nation that would have been so predominantly agnostic is beginning to wake up. And we thank you, Father God, for the pastors standing up, Father God, in that nation, and the pastors standing up in Canada and in Austria and Australia, those that actually have a clue who Jesus really is, and overturning the perversion, Father God, including the ungodly things about the Pastor Sabrina read about from this business, about the ungodly sexual relations between teachers and their parents and teachers and their children, including underage persons. I guess they believe that's under 18. Of course, the Bible says you're not really mature till you're 20, but whatever. That used to be 21 in this nation. We ask for your divine adjudication, Father God, from the righteous judge. And we thank you, Father God, for giving Jesus all power in heaven and earth. We ask for your divine adjudication concerning all this perversion, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to send the Holy Ghost, Father God, to move on those in their authorities, Father God, and cause those. I've heard about people in Australia, Father God, that there's a movement among those in the military to actually, because they took an oath to protect the nation, which is actually the people, not just the little generals and those people that are giving them orders to fulfill the deep state's requirements, but to actually protect the people of Australia, Father God. We ask you to move on their hearts to do so in the way that you want, peacefully, Father God, to stand shoulder to shoulder with the people saying, no, we don't want tyranny. We don't want people to tell us we can't worship the true God. We don't want people to tell us we have to worship this new God. What is this new God? This is the God is trying to bring people into the having a passport. What kind of a passport? It's supposed to be for medical, because it's just an excuse so they can control everyone. It's just the same nonsense that Hitler did. We ask you to overturn all this nonsense and all the and all the perversion of the children, Father God, and all the perversion in every nation, Father God, including in this nation, yes, especially in the United States of America, Father God. And all the perversion of calling evil good and good evil. Trying to say, oh, we're giving out all these things, all this stuff to smoke crack. Well, you know, why maybe Biden really cares about some people smoking crack? Did he have a son who, on his laptop, reportedly is blatantly shown being involved with that, Father God? Maybe he cares because he cares for his own son in the same way. He wants everybody to have safe sex, safe drugs. Or maybe they just want to have different ways of killing more people. Or maybe they just want to have the vending machine so they can have little things to monitor who's getting what and where, so they're tagging everybody. Father God, we ask you to deliver those that are coming into the body of Christ, and many people who serve Satan, Father God. can repent. People have been witches. People have been warlocks. People have been involved in drugs. How about Michael Lindell, Father God? We thank you for his recovery program that does work wonders, Father God. And he helps publish and sponsor it, Father God. Of course, his banking institution is not too happy about that, especially about his platform that he established, because they couldn't knock it off because he put in so many safeguards. They couldn't just take it down willy-nilly. We thank you, Father God. Now, he's not perfect, no, but he seems to have Christ in his heart. He really cares about this nation. Father God, we ask you to wake up many people in this nation to stand for the truth and expose what's really going on. I do thank you for Sabrina's prayers for my throat. It's really just a little post-nasal thing. And I bind every person in the voice, cover the loose. We walk before the key, Lord, to accept that. That we bind the communication, Father God, concerning all that about the, what's being done with the pornographic sex, Father God, the mercy, state schools at every school.
How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary.
A homeless children being adopted by pedophiles, Father God. You have to expose what's going on, Father God.
And though I claimed
you
were back then,
many years has been done.
I led all my
feet.
And you haven't changed.
So, Father God, help us to
walk in the
truth. And I thank you for sweet
expressions. You are still
Lord to me. No matter what I'm
saying,
all this. Self-centered, Father God.
You are still Lord. Still my Father.
Much more than precious.
Oh,
Father God, that the ever living and each day with us all to the uttermost to come to you, Heavenly Father. And we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for faithfully promised you, Jesus. Amen.